Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, it's another anniversary. Michael Jackson died this week, 15 years ago, but he is survived by some of the people he loved, including Bubbles the Chimp. Bubbles has been living in Florida for close to 20 years at the Center for Great Apes there. Patty Reagan is the founder and president. Patty, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Did you get Bubbles directly from Michael Jackson, or was somebody else looking after Bubbles before that?
No, we didn't. Michael had Bubbles with him till he was about 6 years old. And as chimpanzees, as juveniles and adolescents, are really not handleable in a, certainly as adults, in a home situation. As Bubbles became more independent, bigger, stronger, he couldn't have him around his children who were entering the scene about that time. And so Michael's trainer, who had worked with Bubbles since he was a baby and had helped Michael with a number of his animals, moved Bubbles to his compound with all his other chimpanzees. So he lived there in Los Angeles until he was about 21. And then he was moved here with all the trainers, orangutans and chimpanzees that had been in movies and television. But he decided to stop working Great Apes in Hollywood and in any entertainment venue because he realized that it's really not the appropriate place for an orangutan or chimp to be in a movie or on a set. So he moved him to the sanctuary in 2004 and 2005.
Right. Okay. So Bubbles has been there for quite some time then.
Is 20 years.
Can that be I assume it is difficult for a chimp to move from one environment that they know well and then have to start from scratch again and fit in, especially if there's other chimps there.
Really, for some of them that we've taken in over 85 great apes in the last 30 years that we've been established as a sanctuary. And for some of them that have lived only with their human family in a house, it's difficult for them to adjust. They do it within months, but it is a change. With Bubbles, he was already living with chimpanzees at the trainer's compound. So he moved with his chimp family here, and it really, he had a much bigger space here. Right now, he lives with some of the original chimps he was with in California, and in a four-story tall, 15 yards or more, tall habitat. And then we have 22 habitats here, 12 for chimps and 10 for orangutans. And they have 2 miles of elevated tunnels that connect all through the woods so they can move from habitat to habitat as a group. So he has lots of different choices of spaces. And he's pretty much, he's an elder chimp right now. The median age for chimpanzees is really, lifespan is really in their 30s. Some live to longer. We actually have a few that are in their 50s. In fact, Bubbles, the matriarch in Bubbles' group is Oopsie, and she's 52 now. And he's known her for many years and been with her in California and here. And we have a 65-year-old male chimp here. So some of them live quite long, but the average is really much less. So in their 40s, they're considered elders.
Okay.
And he's 41.
Yeah. And is there, within chimp society, is there, if you like, a pecking order?
Oh, sure. There are, you know, the adult males actually form a group or bond within a big community of chimpanzees. And there is usually a more dominant male and his close friends or brothers. But the matriarchs often are their mothers or a high-ranking female, and they hold a lot of power in a chimp group. The males have the muscle and the brawn. The females kind of know how to manage, you know, the group too subtly.
Yes. Okay. Or that's interesting then. So there isn't one boss. There's a degree of negotiation perhaps that takes place about things.
Oh, absolutely. And there's so many things written. Of course, Jane Goodall's studies of 60 years have enlightened us everywhere about real chimp community and companionship and on how their politics work. But, you know, males will be deposed too, or maybe they are older and die, and a second ranking male in the group might take over the group. So it is complicated, but it is a very interesting structure of social. And then we have orangutans here too, who are in the wild in Borneo and Sumatra, and they're far more independent, solitary. The males, once they leave their mothers at 7 or 8 years old, really don't, you know, live in a social group at all. And they never, as adults, really interact with other males. In a captive situation like a sanctuary, we have 27 orangutans here right now. and 15 of them are females and 12 are males. So we have to have all these different habitats because adult males are territorial, not like chimps who kind of cooperate with each other. And in the wild, they'll hunt together. They'll protect their borders and perimeters. They groom. They spend a lot of time, you know, bonding with their males.
Yeah, that's so interesting. And so for Bubbles within that society of chimpanzees, because he's an older one, you know, I assume he's not in the race to be the dominant male. So is he left to his own devices a bit?
He really has a lot of power in the group because of his size. He's about 185 pounds, which is probably our largest chimp here. And he's not overweight. He's just a big, strong chimp. He's had close male friends in the group. The one he lived with when he left Michael was a chimp named Sam in California that was 14 years older. So Sam kind of helped to raise Bubbles when he was 6 or 7 years old and protect him. And he was their best friends, or he was his best friend. And when they moved here, Sam was in the group for years. Sam passed away a few years ago from a heart attack. And another good friend was Ripley. And that's one of Bubbles' best friends for years here. And Ripley was in California. He actually appeared in the Seinfeld show and a number of movies. But Ripley's in his 30s now, younger than Bubbles. And then there's a young male in the group named Stryker. And he was an infant when he arrived with Bubbles from California. And his mother had just given birth to him a couple months earlier in California. So that baby was raised by his mother, his grandmother was Zoopsy, his aunt Bubbles, his aunt was Boma, and then Bubbles and Sam and Ripley all helped to raise little Stryker. And he's 19 now. And so almost 20. He'll be 20 soon. Yeah. So it had more of a normal within captivity. It's certainly not normal as it would be in the wild, but within captivity. And our apes are different here than often even zoo apes. And zoo chimps are born into their family group. You know, they have already the politics established within the zoo community. At a sanctuary, they come from research, they come from entertainment, from the exotic pet trade, where they've been in homes and garages for years. We have a lot of different backgrounds. So it's very important that we take our time so they can learn to adjust and be social with each other. But Bubbles really has done well his whole time here.
Yeah. Now, I understand that Bubbles enjoys painting.
He does. We do lots of enrichment. It's actually a federal law with USDA that you give primates lots of enrichment, and any animal really, because they're so intelligent, they need stimulation. So some of it might be the best enrichment is their companionship and spending time playing and grooming and resting with each other. But they have structural, like swings and climbing gyms. They have Bubbles loves water play. He loves to sit in the sprinklers or sit in the tub of water. He enjoys one of the things that we do. Some of our apes like to paint, and Bubbles is one of them. Yeah. And we give him the whole canvas and the brush, and he will often lay on his back in the night rooms because we have big outdoor enclosures, but then also night houses where they can go in out of the summer heat or go in, you know, in the winter when it's heated. And he'll lay on the floor and paint, you know, holding the canvas in front of him. Or he's very chill, very laid back.
Does he listen to music at all, Patty?
Well, our caregiver staff here do play music when they're cleaning the night houses and so forth. So there's always music on. And we also have TVs with DVDs. Like we'll play Disney's movie Chimpanzee. And Bubbles likes that, but Oopsie loves it. Bubbles likes to watch DVDs when he's resting. And I have to say, as an older male, he does spend a lot of time laying in his hammock, you know, just kind of taking naps in the afternoon. At the end of the day, he's in his nest with all his blankets made and so forth by 6 in the evening, and he doesn't get up till about 7 in the morning.
Patty, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That's Patty Ragan there, the founder and president of the Center for Great Apes in Florida. I do like that idea of a load of former showbiz apes, you know, watching DVDs going, look, this is the bit I'm in.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.